We're back.
Hi.
What's going on? How much have you missed us? It better be a lot because
validate
our egos need it to be a lot. We're back. We're so sorry for the absence. It was mostly my fault. I was in a show.
And I was in my feelings.
And she was in a state of depression.
I had a full mental breakdown.
You did have a full mental breakdown. But you're alright now.
No, I'm fine.
I'm really proud of you.
I'm really proud of you for getting on the stage and being fabulous.
Thanks.
You were loving life.
I was. I felt like a big deal, like a big moment. It's my first time on stage for 10 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. When I was young, like, I went to uni and did acting and stuff and, like, was super into it, and that was all I wanted to do, and it was really how I defined myself. And then I stopped when I met my ex-husband and we were getting married, we were having kids, and I always missed it, but it was never, like, a part of our life together. And so it feels like after separating from him, like, this feels like a big, like, the last piece in my puzzle.
Aww.
And, like, it was a big moment for me when the curtain...
I get that.
When the curtain fell on the last night, I burst into tears. And I was just, like, so proud of myself. I was just, like, I did it. Like, I overcame that. And I overcame that marriage. And, like, I'm stood here where I feel, like, the happiest I've been for years. So, it was really good.
It was so good.
Did you enjoy the show?
Yeah, I've never seen Evita.
I love Evita.
Like, even the movie.
God, like, I love Evita.
And I was, like, yeah...
I loved it.
And I loved it.
It's a great time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you went mental.
I went mental. I had a breakdown.
You're right.
started making it.
You're
had
right.
A breakdown. Bon appetit. Literally me. Sorry, my brain is like only TikTok sounds. I'm fine.
Good.
I'm on your medication. I have...
I'm feeling a bit spacey, actually.
Done a hell of a lot of, like, inner...
You have... You have. You've done a lot of soul searching.
So much.
Who knew you had a soul? But no, you see, like as your friend, though, like, I think you did have a lot of trauma to sort through.
Yeah, I don't think I was facing it, all of it.
With the marriage stuff and the baby stuff. And I am so fucking proud of you. Because there was a day when you were like, I don't think I can do it. And I was like, well, guess fucking what? You are doing it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you are doing it. You're putting one foot in front of the other and you are doing it. So don't sit there and be like, you don't think you can do it because you're doing it. And you did it. I tell you, didn't I?
Can
I tell you? No, don't.
No, don't. Let's not look at each other.
Don't emote.
Oh, God.
I am incapable of having emotions.
This is lies that you tell yourself.
Oh, my God. I have so many emotions.
Lies that Ashley tells herself.
Guys, a drum roll, please.
Brace yourself, lads.
I have given up my fuckboy ways.
And she legit has. And it's not just like all of the other times when she's like, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore. And then she's doing it like 10 hours later.
I legit have. I reconnected with someone from my past. Very recent past.
Same.
And, oh, wow.
Is that too much like identifying details?
We will not contextualise it, so it won't be an identifying detail. Fine. But... when we can contextualise it...
I cannot wait.
Like, I want you guys to remember this moment so that when we can contextualise what she just said, we will. But yeah, no, I'm in a good place.
You seem like it.
I am not being a wee raj.
I don't think because, like, obviously of, like, the timeline in which I've known you, I've genuinely never seen you this, like...
Shut up.
Those are words you have used to this person.
Oh my
so
God.
This is not news.
I know, but like I'm cringing because this is like public and people don't need to know.
Fuck your Gemini moon.
People don't need to know that I am capable of feelings. I don't have feelings.
It's so funny because like I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Like you like lie to yourself that you have no feelings and you actually really do.
I think I struggle
and
with
and I think I come across unwittingly like I don't have feelings, but if listeners actually knew me they would realise I'm the biggest fucking baby.
You are a baby. I don't think I am a baby though, like I think I just I don't like being vulnerable and I don't like being effusive because I just admit that is vulnerability and that makes me feel frightened and scared, so I just don't do it often
Pisces.
In public. But then, like, I don't know, behind closed doors, I am, like...
No, I know, my person's a Pisces,
so
I get it.
So soft. I am so
In a way,
soft.
You're a guidebook, and in a way, I just want to, like, bang both your heads together. You're, like, awful.
No, I have lots of feelings. No, I just don't talk about them. Not long till we go to Athens, mate.
Oh my god, it's really... In fact, I will tell you exactly how long it is, because I am a sad person who has a countdown app for everything in my life. Holy shit! It's, like... 49 days.
Oh, that is so not long. Whoa. I'm so excited. Anyone has any recommendations for places for us to eat? I really just want to go. I love Greek food so much. It's my favourite.
Yeah, same.
So, any recommendations for places for us to eat? That would be amazing. Anything you saw that you thought you wouldn't miss out? That would also be amazing. Give us all of your Athenian recommendations. And in the spirit of Athens, I've decided that today we're going to do Athena.
I love that.
So
I never even made that connection until right now. I'm so dumb.
Athens is named after
Athena. I am the dumbest smart person you'll ever meet in your life.
I'm actually going to do... I'm not disagreeing.
No, she's not. You don't. You're not expected.
But I'm also kind of the same. Like, I'm very intelligent, but fucking hell, I am thick as shit sometimes.
Yeah, same. Like, my ex used to, like, in a nice way, like, it was just like a running joke, like, how I was just like book smart and just absolutely had zero common sense.
I'm very,
and he had to be my common sense.
Yeah, I have no common sense. I'm quite emotionally intelligent.
Oh, same.
But I am.
It's the trauma.
It's the trauma. Who's that Pokemon?
I was My brain's gonna do another TikTok sound. We're not gonna go there.
No, please. I don't TikTok.
You do a little bit.
Only when
you don't pawn, send me a TikTok and then leave and then, for like 3 months.
Yeah, that's true. I'll do like maybe an hour every couple of months. Like if I get stoned, then I'll watch TikTok.
Not to like plug myself or anything, but I post what I consider to be hilarious content on TikTok. So if you can find me, you can enjoy me.
Wow.
That was not meant to sound as sexual as it did.
Don't we know it?
But given the content of my TikTok.
Do you do spicy TikToks?
It's spicy adjacent.
Spicy adjacent?
It's like PG-13.
I feel like that's my life.
In fact, it's not, because it's a lot of like kink shit.
So.
Why have we. What? Never mind.
What? What are you going to say?
I was going to say, why have we just gone into this like. I'm taking a left into like sex, but then I was like, oh no, wait, this is what the podcast is.
That's basically
is.
What the podcast is about. I've not talked about sex, so.
No. Sorry, I've just. I'm
well, yeah. Did you?
Nothing. No, I've just got it in the brain today.
Lucky you.
I know, I am. She's a lucky ghetto.
Did you have sex today?
Yeah, I had lots of sex today.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Was it good?
Yeah.
It might have been shite, I don't know.
No, we've had this
is so shit. Exciting because it's always me giving like reviews on podcast. What's really funny is all of the other stakeholders in Pavlov have just found out that they are
no longer
on 51%. Yeah. Surprise! What a way
so unprofessional.
What a way to find out. Like, oh, I'm just gonna listen to the Ashley's podcast, support the girl that I've been sleeping with for the last fucking however long. She's hanging out with someone. Okay, never mind.
Sorry, I think my ex found out that I was sleeping with someone else through the podcast.
No. Oh my god.
He's fine. We've like found a place where we can be friends.
I haven't let my the guy I'm saying
that person
I haven't let him listen to the podcast at all. So and there's I've got another friend who I haven't let listen to the podcast at all because he was mentioned in it.
Oh yeah.
And he asked you, didn't he?
Yeah, he asked me if it was allowed and I was like, not touching that one. You can ask Ashley.
Trying to circumvent me. No, I told you what to do, so do it. should we cover some myths?
Probably.
Okay, fine.
It's called Greek Chic.
We're gonna talk about the birth of Athena. And I'll talk a little bit about her because I did a poll on our Instagram stories. I really want to tell the story of Theseus and the Minotaur.
But I
put it in a poll in our stories that Heracles and Medusa. Medusa overwhelmingly won, Heracles second, and then like two people voted for Theseus. So
I think I voted for Medusa.
Fuck you, bitch! I voted for Theseus.
No, <'cause>
and it still didn't win.
I really like your tattoo. So like.
Medusa. So I think that's a good one to talk about because the story, like her origin story, will flow quite nicely into Medusa because she plays a really big role in that. So, our story starts with Methys or Metis or Methys.
Okay.
She is a wise lady.
A wise laid.
Lady. I was gonna say.
You got wisely laid. There's such a fucking joke in there that I can't tell.
Oh, wisely laid.
So enjoy that, because I know you're listening.
Wait, I want. You're actually, I don't know.
It doesn't matter. It'll
can you explain
come to
it
you.
To me later?
Yeah.
Okay. So
it'll come to you, though, I think.
I don't know. Maybe,
well, who was it?
Yeah, but like, is it just not funny? Is it maybe just not funny?
There's a decent chance it's just not funny.
Right, I think I get it, but it's just me, not, it's not funny. Funny. It's we can't talk, funny. Guys, we cannot talk about the particulars of this relationship, but
yet.
Let me just tell you that actually, that it wasn't that I didn't get the joke.
It
just wasn't funny. So imagine this was a solo podcast. I'm kidding. Oh my god, you look so hurt. Don't be. I mean, can you imagine if I was just sat here talking about shagging on my own? That would be so weird.
Do people do like podcasts alone? Just
yeah, most of the like mythology podcasts I listen to are like hardcore mythology, and like they talk about the mythology alone. They weirdly don't talk about how easy it is for them to orgasm.
They're missing a trick.
That's kind of why I started this though, because I really love another podcast, O Killer No Filler.
Oh yeah.
And really love it. And I really love the way that it's podcast about murder, but it's not really about murder, and I really wanted to listen to one about mythology that's not really about mythology.
Yeah.
And like I wanted it to be like core subject matter, something I'm super interested in, but I also just enjoy hearing women talk about their lives, and I enjoy female friendship.
Oh, I like that. I like I like when people are funny because they just bounce off each other, and yeah, it's just like a good like vibe.
Yeah, like so, I really enjoy female friendship as a concept. So there wasn't one, so I thought, fuck it, like I'm gonna make it because I like and I do like listening to our podcast. That's so same. Narcissistic.
No, like same.
When I had COVID, I really missed you, and I kept listening to our podcast.
I've missed you the last little while, actually. I've really, like, been like, I don't know what to do with
myself. Here, I was thinking the other day, I can't believe that you've never had COVID.
I think I did, though. I think I had it right at the beginning before they were testing people.
It's mad. Because like, I was... No, but, like, the period between, like, November to now has just been fucking mad for the Rona. And I can't believe that you... especially because you shared the bed with me.
I just maybe the night after. I've actually thought before in other circumstances I have a good immune system. So when I was 18, a boyfriend at the time somehow got mumps. Mm. And my mother, who is germophobic, wouldn't let him in the house. But I was still spending just the same amount of time with him, and because before we knew what he had, and we just thought he had cold or something, yeah, and I was kissing him, and I didn't get mumps.
That's
didn't bad. Get anything.
I don't like hurry for the MMR.
I didn't have the MMR.
What?
I'm so old. I had the separate one.
That's so. I don't know.
And he had the MMR.
I don't know.
Interestingly, and got mumps.
That is interesting.
And actually, I had to have. Speaking of the MMR, I had to have my rubella levels, like antibodies, tested before I did the IVF. And it was like immune.
Amazing. Still.
And I'm like, I think I've actually got quite a good.
It's mad that you love an immune system. You have such a strong immune system because you fucking love a vaccine.
I fucking love vaccines.
You fucking love vaccines. I love how much you love vaccines. I love that when we gang up on anti-vaxxers on Facebook. That's my fave. But yeah, what a waste of a good immune system. What a waste of a pro-vaccinator.
Weirdly though, I've had the Hep B vaccine twice and it doesn't take.
Interesting.
So I don't know what about that is different.
They're just funny wee things, immune systems. They're like toddlers. They kind of do what they want and you just need to roll with it.
And we could have a whole podcast about vaccine science. I would be here for that.
That, yeah, that is your subject matter. I knew what you were going to say there.
One of these days.
That's amazing. I knew what you were going to say there. We've not even seen each other the last few weeks. And look, it is so in sync.
Oh, yeah.
So should we talk myths?
Yes,
Metis, right, so Metis, she lived off the coast of Amalfi. And she was very wise. Very, very, very wise. And so she was actually instrumental in Zeus's origin story.
Right.
He'd been swallowed. No, he hadn't. His brothers and sisters had all been swallowed by his dad, and he had to overthrow him.
Right.
So,
as you do.
I'll do a proper episode on this. In fact, I think I told you about this when we were drunk once, and you were like, what the fuck are you
probably
talking about?
I was just like, you were like, swallow the kids joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. been there, done that. Swallowed a few kids in my time. on that, talking about like all the anti-abortion stuff just now.
Oh, I can.
And I just think, see if that's the case. Mm-hmm. Like, I should get done for murder for the amount of kids that I've swallowed. Honestly.
I didn't, because we are obviously like angry feminists, so I really didn't know where you were going to land with that one. And I love that joke.
I'm mad. Like, it's the old willful abandonment, isn't it? Legally Blonde. Okay. Like,
yes!
Willful abandonment. If you're going to masturbate, then that also, like, if life is. No, it's not willful abandonment if you masturbate. It's not preventing life if your cum ends up in a wall. But it is if we gym over there.
What if it
ends up on our face?
Hey! I didn't even tell you that.
I know, but did you come on his face?
No.
Oh, did he come on your face?
Well, I told you it was in my hair.
Oh, yeah, and I told you how to get it out. And you're waiting out, you're like, there's cum in my hair. And I was like, it's okay. Just if anyone's needing to know if you've got cum in your hair but you don't have time to wash your hair, put a bit of talc and dry shampoo and it kind of like clogs the cum. And you can just like brush it out as in a clump rather than like brushing it through your hair. So.
Oh my God.
My mum must be so proud of me.
I'm so glad my parents are like technophobes and will never
find us.
My mum
won't listen to this. So Metis, she was very wise. I've talked, of course, coast of Amalfi. She was part of the instrumental part of the plot to overthrow Cronus. And she got Zeus where he needed to be, blah blah blah, and they married.
But did he have another wife?
He did. This is his first wife. His first wife, and by all accounts, he loved her. She was a lot older than him.
I love being a first wife. Join the first wives.
I fucking hated being a first wife.
No. Well, really.
Yeah. Mm. Second time around, I'm going to. Don't look at me like that. I'm going to make it count. So.
Okay. I'm not even.
I didn't mean right
now.
Is it because I'm like not. Like, I'm never marrying again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like before I was very much like, what's the point in getting married again? All relationships end and everything ends in sadness and unhappiness. And I've realised that, like, that one person that I married hurting me is not indicative of all people that I might love through my life.
I could not agree with that more. And
Turning point for me getting there. Like, I've been very commitment phobic for the last year and a half. Very commitment phobic to the point where like I have actively hurt people because I was scared to let myself love them or to let them in, and I feel like I'm glad that I've learned from it, because mm-hmm. otherwise it would have been a fucking waste. But I'm good with where I'm at now.
Nice.
So yes, she was his wife, and there was a prophecy made that any son that she had would be more powerful than Zeus.
Oh.
And you know what it's like for prophecy.
But the ego on Zeus.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Zeus at this point, he's quite young, so his ego's not so bad yet. And he does love her, but he realises that she can't have a son. And he finds out she's pregnant, and he's like, oh, fuck! And he needs to do something. Because don't forget, he's just overthrown his father. Mm-hmm. So, you know, now is not a good time for a challenge to his throne. And so he decides to play a little game. Play a little game with Metis. I don't know why I did that in that weird voice. Why am I like this? Neurodivergent.
I was going to say. I'm like, why am I not even like... I'm like, did you do something weird? Like, neurodivergent.
I once sent Katie a clip of The Undateable. And it was me on a date. And it was this guy and he goes, seems we have both got autism, haven't we?
That's good to know.
I'm like, that's us. Like, so I'm not autistic. I have quite severe ADHD.
I best strongly believe I am autistic. Yeah. So yeah.
You're like self-diagnosed as autistic, like... which is valid. So like sometimes we do stuff. Like tonight we ordered dinner and we both like went to eat it on the floor. Like,
cute.
It was very cute, but also very neurodivergent. Yeah. Because we both like needed to be on the floor because we were sharing, and we had to like be sitting in a certain angle and distance from each other, and the floor was the only place that could make it happen. It was an ordeal, but hilarious. So yeah, that's us. So just plays a little game, and he's like, "Oh, do you want to play a shape shifting game?" And she's like, "Okay. Yes, if this is foreplay." I wish, to be honest,
why
like,
do you feel like this is manipulation?
From all of the things I've heard about Zeus shagging, I would probably also assume this was a new thing he was trying for foreplay. So he's like, I'm going to shapeshift into a dog. And she's like, I'm going to shapeshift into a cat. And he's like, okay, now I'm an eagle, which is his signature animal. And she's like, I am a sparrow. And they're getting smaller each time. And he's like, I'm a rabbit. And she's like, I'm a mouse. And he's like, I'm a butterfly. And she's like, haha, I'm a fly. You can't get any smaller.
Uh-huh.
And he swallows her.
Normal.
Just swallows her.
Behaviour.
Because she's pregnant. So but he fucking swallows her. Fuck it, like, I fucking love Greek mythology.
Mythology problems need mythology solutions.
I just love, like, I love that swallowing people is a frequent solution. To, like, this isn't the first time, and not the first time in Zeus's life, that swallowing a whole ass human has become a solution to a problem. So he swallows Metis, and he's like... Job's a good one. Let's go and rule over heaven and earth. And he does. And once all the jobs are divvied up and all the...
There's no one like, where the fuck is she?
Nah. He's like, she died. She fell off Mount Olympus.
I've been binge watching the fuck out of documentaries that are just episode after episode of people that have killed their spouse, like men and women. And that just sounds exactly like, oh, yeah, I don't, she's not here. She went missing.
It's so weird. Like, who signs out a life insurance policy 2 days before disappearing right? without a trace? Oh, guess they're dead.
I don't know where she is.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It's always the husband. The husband always did it.
There was some fairly hilarious ones that were women, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like this crazy, like, legit granny who killed her husband and then drove to Florida.
Killed a
woman who looked like her and tried to steal her identity. So she could get away with it.
Whoa, what a genius.
Fucking batshit.
That is committing to the bit. Commit to the bit. Katie, I've lost my place.
He swallowed her and that was
swallowed
that.
Her. I don't know why he swallowed a fly.
That has been in my head since
and
I
said
it.
She died.
Is that where that comes from?
Maybe, probably. So, yeah, he goes off to carry on living his life like he didn't just swallow the woman that he loved. They divvy up the dominions and all the godhoods are bestowed. He decides to marry his sister, Hera.
Oh my god, I have completely missed that they were brother and sister.
They were brother and sister, yeah.
Oh, the dysfunction goes
on. They were brother and sister. He saved her out of father's stomach. Sorry, I've just received a text message that I need Katie to see and it got... I got very distracted. Too late, it's gone now.
No, I really want to see it.
I got very distracted there, everyone, sorry.
Oh no, I did see it. I've just had like visually processing delay. No, I did see it. Oh my god.
Uh-huh.
He marries
his sister.
As you do.
And they start having kids and Zeus starts Zeusing. And Hera already is increasingly frustrated get that off your nose. Hera is increasingly frustrated with him, and he, you know, is zoosing around, which I think I might use as a phrase from now on, from when you're an absolute shagger.
I was going to say, is it like fuckboy adjacent?
Fuckboy adjacent. Zoosing around. I've had my zoos days myself. So, yeah. And then Zeus is, like, hanging around Mount Olympus, and he gets this, like, fucking murder of a headache. So he takes two paracetamol and he's like, no, still got it. Ibuprofen, still got it. Cocodamol, he's slightly high.
He's in fucking, I didn't know I was pregnant.
he's slightly high, but like the cocodamol doesn't take his headache away.
Oh, cocodamol.
And like, he is a pain in the arse to everybody. And he's like, my fucking head is splitting. And Hera's knitting his head and he's like, go away, you harridan. And
why is this so funny?
Because I feel like we've all been in that position where we've got like such a sore head that you're just like, you're like, fucking get out my face. And I can imagine me feeling like that towards Hera anyway, and just feeling like that, like he's like, oh my god, it's bad enough, what the fuck else do you want from me? It's like what we were talking about before, when you're like not well and you are like, oh my god, I took for granted all of the times I felt okay. So I get that. Like, I think that's why it's funny, because it was so easy to identify with it. So he actually goes around all the gods and goddesses and he's like, fix my headache. And they give him potions, they cast spells, they prescribe this, that and the next thing. Nothing works. And he gets to Hephaestus, who I guess by this point was just so fucking fed up hearing Zeus moan. He was like, let me try something. And Zeus was like, anything. I will do anything to get rid of this headache. And Hephaestus gets his big fuck off axe out and he's like, okay, hold still. And he brings it down on Zeus's skull. Now at first there are cries of no, what have you done? And then Hera's like, ding dong, the dick is dead. But then out of Zeus's skull, his split open skull, steps a fully armed warrior. She is beautiful, tall. She's like, you know, you get like handsome women?
Yeah.
She's a handsome woman.
Okay.
She is famed for her grey eyes.
Oh.
She carries a spear, wears a helmet.
She's goddess of war or something.
She is. Yeah. It's Athena. I know the these things. Goddess of war.
I know things.
I've told you this before. She's the goddess of like strategic war though. Like,
I love that that's a woman.
Yeah, me too. I think it comes into a lot of like what we've been talking about recently, like our manipulative power as women.
We have the manipulative power. I'm joking.
But like, it comes with my ex actually. So this is how this conversation started. My ex is quite manipulative, and he is also quite arrogant, so he doesn't think that I am capable or clever enough to play him back at his own game.
Whoa.
And I think that's really interesting because he's failed to realise that as women we learn to manipulate men when we were children.
Yeah, like literally.
Yeah, like actual kids, like. And I didn't realise until very recently that men don't get it. Like, they don't notice it because they have this inbuilt feeling of superiority over us that they don't ever think that we could play them like that. A lot of men don't see it. What's your favourite way to manipulate a man?
Oh, no. No, we don't get the secrets. You're not giving on the podcast.
Oh, I've got loads. I really like the, just leave it. No, it's fine, honestly. No, honestly, I'm fine.
Do you know, partly put on the spot, I can't think. It's that thing where, like, you know when someone asks you, like, what's your favourite movie? And you forget every movie you've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's kind of that. I'm put on the spot and I can't pinpoint things that I do, even though I know that I do it. So.
I've got so many. I like having deep and meaningful conversations immediately after sex.
Oh my God, same.
I like doing that.
And hi, and yeah, you, yeah.
Like, I really, like, get them post-coital and vulnerable. and then have that big conversation about that thing you really want to talk about.
I don't think I've been doing it on purpose, but I definitely think I've been doing it.
I think post-coitally, you have that big rush of oxytocin anyway. It's when you're most, I guess, comfortable being vulnerable.
Fair.
I do sometimes strategically play the post-coital card when I know it's something that maybe doesn't have the same support as it would have had pre-coitally. Also, I like suck like a hoover, so I know fine well if I've just sucked someone's dick, they will give me what I want. But no, like, manipulation is my I'm brattiest motherfucker in the world.
Well, I mean,
like,
I'm a Cancer, so...
Yeah. Does that mean you're manipulative?
Yeah, apparently so.
Does being a Pisces mean I'm manipulative?
No.
Oh, cute.
That's just the brat.
No, that's just your own personality. I also spent most of my life manipulating men into thinking they're more intelligent than me, which is hilarious because I'm very clever. But, like, I used to, like, appear less intelligent to men so that I didn't threaten them.
I'm sitting here thinking, I've never done that.
Oh, I have.
And I don't know if that's why I've come across
myself so much.
I've been received badly by some people, probably, because I haven't done that. Maybe. Which says a lot about society, but yeah.
I don't do it anymore. I did it a lot when I was younger. But yeah, guys, sorry, but we are more capable. We have to be, because it's the only way that we get through this world that you've created for us to navigate. So yeah, she's the goddess of war. And childbirth as well. She has a little hand in that.
Random.
She's very chaste. She is, like, famously famously a virgin. And Metis stayed in Zeus.
I was going to say, like, how did she just be fine and Metis was just... So
the sore head was actually Athena and Metis forging her armour from the ichor in Zeus's blood.
Banging headache.
Yeah,
literally.
A literal banging headache.
Hammering stuff.
So that's why she came out, like, fully formed and, like, fuck ready to party.
Oh, yeah, like, I haven't even, like...
Yeah, no, she was like...
Clicked that it's not a child, it's a
whole
ass woman.
She's a full-ass adult who is dressed in war gear.
Mythology is batshit.
It is batshit.
What?
Do you want to hear...
How many children has he birthed?
Oh my god.
One from his thigh, one from his brain.
Yeah, there is special babies.
You would
babies.
Think he would have a little bit more empathy for women.
Would you like to hear about what a cunt she was?
Oh, of course.
So, like, I feel like there's a lot of potential for her to be, like, a really good goddess. But she was not. So, we'll talk about Medusa next week. But, like, just an example of how horrible she was to women. There was a woman named Arachne who was a beautiful...
Like
beautiful,
spiders.
Kind, yeah, you'll get there. She was a beautiful weaver. And she boasted once that she was the best weaver in heaven and earth, which, as you know, you should never do because hubris. And Athena heard her, and Athena was like, excuse me, bitch, I'm the best weaver. Because she was also patron goddess of the arts as well.
She's goddess of so many
disparate things. But I think that's the same for a lot of gods and goddesses. Their godhoods and goddessesness are, like, across a whole manner of weird shit. And it's, I guess, because there was finite number of gods and goddesses for an infinite number of concepts
you
in
you
life.
Take this.
Yeah,
I'll
like,
take that.
You know, so it could have been anyone for anything. So Arachne was used to weave for a crowd, and they would clap for her and pay for her, and she would weave these absolutely incredible tapestries. And one day, there's a woman, an old lady, sat there, and she was like, I heard that you're an even better weaver than Athena. And Arachne was like, oh, some people have said that. And she was like, ha, it was me all along. And it was Athena.
But, like, fully something I would do to find shit out.
I just really love that the Greek gods and goddesses used to, like, stow about dressed as old ladies and old men and give, like, vital piece of information and then, like, back into the mist. Like, they should do that again. They should bring that back. That was great. They should 100% do that. I once met a guy on a bus, actually. Oh my God.
What?
Tangential. I once met a guy in a mega bus coming from London to Glasgow. Okay. And I was 22, and I just found out that my boyfriend that I was infatuated with had a fucking wife and a kid. Oof. That I didn't know about. And I was really upset. I was going home for Christmas, and this guy who I'd never met before was chatting to me, and he was like, "You are a good lassie. You'll have a good life, and you deserve better than this, and you will get over it." And I thought, well, this
you
is...
You just touched me more in the last 5 seconds than you've ever touched me. No, I'm kidding.
I'm changing. So yeah, I was like, this guy is a god.
He's a spirit guide.
He's a spirit guide. This Fully. Man's not real. I think about him quite a lot. Hope you're well. So yeah. Arachne was like, "Oh no, Athena." And Athena was like, "I challenge you to a weave off.
I love that we did that. A
weave off.
Hail Maya.
And so they get to work, and Athena weaves this stunning tapestry of the gods in all their majesty. There's Hera and Zeus sitting side by side holding hands, Athena presiding over her warriors, there's Hephaestus and his forge, Aphrodite on her shell, and it's just a stunning piece of work. And everyone's like, there's no way anything could be more beautiful than that. And you look at Arachne's, and Arachne has also made a tapestry of the gods, but hers is quite a bit different. Hers shows the cruelties of the gods. So oof. It's Hera cursing Heracles and making him kill his own family. It's Zeus raping Leda dressed as a swan. It's Athena cursing Medusa. It's Ares, it's Poseidon and his vengeance against Odysseus. Eek. And it's showing them for who they are. I mean, how she found the time to weave the exploits of Zeus into her tapestry is the real myth.
Is that mythology porn?
It's mythology. It would be, wouldn't it, with Zeus. Mm. I stand by thinking that Zeus would be a shit fuck.
Oh, same. He's one of them. He's all
He'd
talk.
Be one of those guys that, like, I'll choke you and then does it wrong.
And if you don't understand that there's a wrong way to choke someone...
Don't choke someone. If you don't know there's a wrong way, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah.
If you don't realise that there's a correct way and a wrong way, a safe way and a bad way, do not choke people. Unless it's me, in which case I'm happy to explain it to you. What was I said to you earlier?
It's that thing I like, and I was like, the thing that's almost murder.
Yes, that thing, because we were, and like, we had company, and I was like, that thing that I like?
We had company.
And she was like, what thing? And I was like, you know, the thing that I like that sometimes people are not so into. And she was like, oh, the thing that's almost murder. And I went, well, I mean, it could be. It could be. If you die, you die. No, that was a joke. That was a joke. That was a joke. That was a joke. Sometimes people don't realise I'm joking.
Consensually, it's fine. But, like,
What was I said to you earlier? I was like, if you choke me and spank me at the same time, it takes a screenshot. That's it.
Screenshot is taken of me today.
Oh, me! I'm so jealous.
I've got another bruise.
You do? I actually thought that was a ligature mark on your neck.
No, it's some sort of finger dig.
Is it a finger dig or is it a mouth suck?
No, it's just... I'm fairly sure
you have
sure
a hickey in your
30s. No, I do not have a hickey.
She has... It looks like a hickey.
It's not, though.
In her 30s,
it's
lads. What an absolute cougar.
Cougar?
Okay, yep. That'll make sense one day, Chris.
We already know.
So, yeah, if you choke me and spank me at the same time... Oh, my God, Maya.
Maya just really
patted me on the head.
Put her foot on your head.
She
like,
patted me on the head. Yeah, if you choke me and spank me at the same time, it takes a screenshot. You can have that one, guys. I want you to text your significant others that and send me a screenshot of what they say. So, yeah, Athena looks at Arachne's tapestry and she's like... How fucking dare they! But actually, it's also stunning, and everyone's like,
it's pretty good though.
Like, it is really good though. It is better than Athena's, and it's more honest, really. if you think about it. Oh, look, there's Sisyphus, and there, you know, and there's Tantalus, and yeah.
No lies have been detected on this tapestry.
We vote for Arachne, and Athena goes fucking mental. Like, she goes full tonto, absolutely trashes the place. Like, fucking.
What have you been saying all night?
Oh, Wee Raj. It's because I'm a Wee Raj.
I love it.
I'm a Wee Raj.
I love it.
I'm a wee Raj. I used to be a wee Raj. I'm a changed man now. So yeah, she fucking trashes her weaving studio. I guess her cave. And like goes mad. Let's call it a cave. That'll make sense in a minute.
It's trashing her cave, are you from us?
If anyone wants to trash my cave.
Oh my god.
I've had a few cave trashings in my time. But yeah, so she fucking goes mental and she rounds on Arachne and she's like, since you fucking love weaving so much, may you weave for the rest of your goddamn fucking life. Poof, and turns her into a spider. The first ever spider.
The first, oh, no,
that's how spiders were created, and that's why they weave webs, because Arachne was cursed to weave forever.
How, right, and how have you managed to make me sad for a creature that I hate?
Oh, I love spiders. I'm so really scared cute. Of them. I think they're really cute.
I'm so scared.
I love a wee spider. Yeah, no, I'm not scared of spiders. I don't kill them either.
I have to.
I love them. I love when I find a big one. Love it.
Oh, no.
I kind of always want, like, I would quite like a pet spider, but I've got...
Oh, my God, no.
I've got a lizard, so I don't need a spider.
I've also got a cat.
I do.
Who would legitimately eat it.
Sometimes she doesn't feel like a pet, though. Just like another child. Like,
I understand that.
Like, the lizard feels like a pet. She feels like a wife or something.
A wife?
Yeah.
Judgmental slap me.
Yeah. Yeah, that. Who, like, yeah, sleeps on my head.
Oh, mine fully headbutted me in the tit the other morning for breakfast.
Oh, why do they have such sore booby paws?
Like, I was like,
pop across your boobs and you're like, yeah. Oh, why is it so sore? So yeah, that's kind of the origin story of Athena.
She sounds like a fucking raging bitch.
She is. She punishes women unfairly, helps men. Like,
women are a big part of the patriarchy. Patriarchy is not just men.
Huge part of the patriarchy.
The patriarchy is upheld by everyone.
It's like the old bit in 1984, isn't it? If there's, you know, the powers and the proles, they just have to all rise up against it. And I think the same goes for the patriarchy.
You just have to look at any comment section about a sexism issue.
Yeah.
And there will be so many women who are like, well,
yep.
What was she meaning?
Yep. No, 100%.
And I'm like, oh, I don't fucking need energy for that.
I totally agree. Totally agree. The patriarchy couldn't exist without women.
This is why we need feminism.
Boys need feminism too, though, yeah. Because...
But we've
decided that, you know, feminine bad, male good. So anytime that a boy strays out of his prescribed amount of masculinity, that's also not good. And that's why boys need feminism just as much as girls do. Yep. You know, they have the same emotions, the same tribulations. Like, we all need feminism and we all need to face our feelings
because
and stuff.
Because toxic masculinity fully hurts men as well.
Massively. Massively.
Like, men that don't fit that are hurt by it.
And I do think, going back to the abortion thing, that's not a pro-life, pro-choice issue.
Yeah,
that is about controlling women's bodies, specifically poor women's 100%. Bodies, and in America, women of color.
Yeah.
And you know, these politicians, their daughters, their wives, their mistresses aren't gonna have an unwanted pregnancy.
Legs, like,
it's not, you know, they're not gonna make birth control more accessible. They're not going to.
There's actually talk of some of the states that are really bad for it, trying to make it less accessible as well. So it's like, just say you hate women.
They're not going
it's
to.
It's not about these babies. Yeah, it's about controlling women.
And it's, and you know.
And punishing women for having a sexual, like, anything.
Yeah. Well, they also don't have universal healthcare, so that if you do end up pregnant, what you, like, you have to pay to give birth to that
baby. Yeah, it's like
that
five
you didn't
figures.
Want. Yeah.
It's
there's
ridiculous.
Terrible. There's no, like, antenatal, like, provisions in place. So yeah, it's about controlling women, and about, oh, I've just pulled out my eyelashes. Ah,
don't do that.
And about controlling poor women specifically. So it makes me really fucking angry. I don't like peppers. I would never eat a pepper. I hate them. But do you know what?
Yeah.
I don't mind if other people eat them.
Right.
If you don't agree with abortion, don't fucking have one. And I think also, you know, yeah, it makes me so angry. I could go on for ages.
No, same. Like, I've maybe mentioned before that, like, really, really, like, triggering issues. I sometimes find them hard to talk about, and people misinterpret it as, like, I don't have an opinion, but it's actually, like, I can't start or I'll never stop.
I think, you need to remember, and I tell myself this a lot, you are not required to share your opinion on everything. And I think people in this day and age of social media, there's so much pressure. Like, I don't like sharing my thoughts. I mean, I've not written any of this on social media. I've shared a post that I wrote in 2019 about it. But I just think it's nice for me to shut the fuck up. I can think my thoughts without sharing them, and you're perfectly entitled, especially with the amount of trauma you've got around things like this, because quite often women who've been through what you've been through are used as the reason why they're banning abortion.
Yeah, and I am, like,
you're pro,
disagree,
pro-choice, like, and you're entitled for that to be difficult for you.
Well, it's not even just that. It's, like, it's not even so much triggering. It's, like, it's, I kind of get the same way about the anti-vax thing. It's more, like, things that I'm so
passionate about.
Angry and passionate about. I actually can't start.
Yeah.
Or I'll never stop.
No, I get that.
So I'm just, like, I'm not going to
I get,
you.
I think I'm kind of the same. I'm not going to like, you. I'm not going to engage. Yeah. You're not going to change any minds either.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
So that's us for this week. Next week we'll do Medusa. Which will take us further along this path of Athena's a fucking bitch. Thank you so much for sticking by us. It has been a joy coming back, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.